A lot of shows still to come. A Dom night not far away. Mel Meninga is coming on to talk, of course, State of Origin and other things. We've got world news, AI. If you thought it hadn't gone too far, now giving you pickup lines. Oh, it's got to do everything before too long. Put the feet up, everyone. AI's got this. There's a birthday in the camp. But let's begin with the story of a 102-year-old woman who's given the secret to a long and good life. And basically, bang, get on it.
A bit sex. Of sex, baby.
She's saying sex is the key. Tash has joined us in the studio. You're in this demographic. We'll get to you in a moment. You should have some good answers in regard to this. 102 years old, asked what the secret was to a long and happy life. She said good sex. Joyce Jackman, great name.
Great, Joyce.
Joyce.
Yeah.
Are there any Joyces these days?
No, I don't know any.
Barnaby.
Barnaby Joyce. Wow. What's happened to him? Is he still floating around?
He's still looking at my text message I sent him up, probably.
Oh. That was unbelievable. Can you recap that story? You accidentally sent Barnaby Joyce.
I got sent a pretty...
A racy.
Yeah, a raunchy.
A raunchy.
And I went to forward it to my mate Bass. And instead of getting it to Bass, the name under him was Barnaby. So I went to Barnaby.
So you sent it to Barnaby?
Yeah. Well, I was actually in here 10 years ago, I would have been.
And he replied?
Ooh, hello. No, I think you said that's different.
Well, it may have had something to do with the secret to a long and good life, if I'm reading the tea leaves correctly. Joyce, it's like the female equivalent to like Keith.
My pop's name was Stan, Norm,
they were all turn of the century gents.
Both my nans were named Ethel.
Oh.
Both were Ethel.
Did that get confusing for you?
Yeah, because it did in the end. I just call them Nan, both Nans.
Ethel, Joyce, Bernie. Yeah.
Bernie's
Bernie's a good one.
Is one of those. Well, if you're 102, I'm going to believe anything you have to say. She was a former RAF chef. She would have had a pretty good time during the war.
Yep.
A lot of ladies of that era did.
Yep.
Just putting it out there.
And good on them.
And good on them. Well, they're allowed to have fun. Mm. Well,
Cyndi Lauper sung about it, so why not?
I don't think it was about the war, though.
Oh, okay.
They were putting about a bit during the war, and good on them. That's for the war effort.
Yeah. And Sherry, Mickey. Sherry.
What do you mean? Well, that's a secret.
Yeah, 100. She loves sex and Sherry and a bit of chocolate.
Hello. I'm going to be heading around with the hamper. I'll jump in the bath for an hour or two and wrinkle up. And then it's game on, toots.
And then pack your pockets full of mothballs.
Yeah, so I've got that old man smell that she loves. 133353, your secret to a good, hard life. Tash, what's your secret?
Just waking up every day.
Waking up every day. Yours?
You sweat every day. You've got to sweat every day.
Like good sweat? Or
yeah, both, whatever.
Like sweat. You know, sweat during your police interrogation room or having a run. What type of sweating are you talking about?
Activity.
All right. What about you, Kat?
No kids.
Well, this girl didn't have
secret.
She didn't have any children. So Joycey didn't have any children.
Yeah. It keeps you young.
Yes.
So and she was happy. Having sex purely for enjoyment. Recreational purposes.
Watch, this girl gets better every day.
Joyce.
I wonder if she's put a cue back in the rack or I could still throw my hat in the ring. You know what this comes down to, too, doesn't it? It comes down to these nursing homes. Meat markets. Come on, let us know. What is the secret? If the nursing home's rocking, don't bother knocking. Joyce Jackman, turned 102. What's the secret, Jane, to a good, long, healthy life?
I reckon if you haven't found yourself the right one by the time you're 50, give up on a fella and just live your best life doing whatever you want to do.
Wow. Hear,
Jane.
And what, go Lesbo or just...
No. Just... You know, if the mood takes you, I'm sure there's someone out there to oblige. But don't be focused on fellas. Just continue having the best life you can. No kids, no stress.
All right, Jane, can I ask, how are you going with that department? Are you getting a bit?
Only when I want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good girl.
All right, settle down.
Good on you, Janie.
All right, well, good on you. Hey, give us time for some MG bucks.
Yeah. No, oh, MG, no. What are you willing
MG's
to
MG's going
to
give
to
you 50
table?
Bucks.
Yeah.
What was the... What's that?
Yeah, well done.
That's Mick Bucks. Mickey's come up. Mickey's very generous this week, Janie. He's going to start getting some money away from his back pocket. They're called Mick Bucks, and today you're the first one to get one. 100 bucks in your pocket, though.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, guys, so much.
Thank you.
All right, Jane, spend them wisely. Go to the strippers.
I will. I'll spend it on me.
Here's my advice.
Go on.
Yeah.
Don't swim between the flags.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't die wondering.
Yep.
Have a go. Get out You're going to fall over. You're going to hurt yourself. Mm. But you're going to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep coming. Ride to the gates of oblivion on a horse called Destiny.
Hey!
Joining us in the studio is the birthday girl, Natasha Belling. Where's the cake? Did we all? Oh, we forgot to organize it.
No.
I'll give you 5 Mick Bucks. You can have 5 Mick Bucks and go and give yourself a treat. What did you do for your birthday?
I got a present at 4 a.m. this morning.
In which position?
I woke up. At my age, every day you wake up is a blessing.
Glenn will be working on something. What do you think? You'll have an instinct for this. What's he going to do tonight?
He said he's done because he cooked a big meal yesterday for me, a beautiful roast,
lovely.
And he washed up, so he's done.
We've got some audio here of you and Glenn last night.
MG.
Is that your best?
MG. Please.
Bit of decorum for our Tash.
What's going on?
Well, I know that you've got something coming for me, so I wanted to get it back before you gave it to me.
That was the best you've got?
Yes.
We'll organise something like a cupcake. Is there something? What do you want? What would you want for your birthday? What could I do?
It's in fairy bread.
Just a happy workplace.
Hey, would you like an autograph? To Tash?
From who, MG?
Well, I'm starting to think you are a bit of a fan because you've been stalking him and following him around. Now,
not me.
You went to an Origin luncheon. And the topic of conversation turned to our mate here, MG. What happened?
I was in the audience at the Red Lion Hotel in Rosehill on Friday night. It was to raise money for homelessness and a fantastic charity. But on the stage was the great Brandy Alexander, who is a legend player in rugby league, but more importantly, your brother-in-law, MG. And so for work purposes...
There we go.
He started talking about MG, so I said, I've got to record this.
Nice.
And this is one of the stories he had to tell about your now wife.
Well, I tried to talk some sense into her. So in 1986, we're on the Kangaroo Tour. Us three were on it. And because there was no phones, as Langers was saying, no, you couldn't make contact. I got a letter off my sister, Megan, I was 21. So Megan must have been 17. And right at the bottom of the letter, it had, I'm going on a date with a Penrith player. Which made me ring home. So I thought, well, there's not time to write the letter. And I got Megan on the phone and I said, Megan, I don't care who you date, you can date anyone but Mark Guy.
True.
Oh, that's funny. He was a good judge of character.
I was a little wild, you know, 17, 18, 19, so yeah.
I find that hard to believe. Well, speaking of which, and you have a very healthy reputation for Biffo.
I used to.
You used to get into it. And what was the other thing you were told on the luncheon?
This is all for work, of course. Yeah. I was just going, these stories are gold.
You know you'll never be allowed to another Origin lunch if you keep divulging secrets.
Chatham
House rules, I believe it is, for an Origin lunch. Doesn't leave this room.
And Brandy and also Blocker Roach said that you were infamous that when you were going to throw a punch, both on and off the field, you would start shaking your fist.
Yeah.
I've
got a nervous twitch now that I blink. I twitch like my eyes twitch, and I've also when I played, my mum knew when to look away because my right hair would start flicking.
You start shaking it out I've seen that a couple of times.
You didn't know what it was.
Never in here.
So that was it. And was there also a story where you once defended the aforementioned Blocker Roach? Were you allowed to tell the story?
What about the one with Brandy when he said that I come home with the what did he say?
So apparently you had an argument.
I had an argument with Meigs, yes.
Yes, and then...
She went inside and said, and by the way, Gregory said you're a wanker as well. So I said, oh, did he? So I've walked inside flicking and he went through the bottom of the house, jumping fences after fence. end up two streets away.
That's a bit of an overreaction just for being called a wanker, yeah. Wouldn't it?
A little bit more than that, I think.
And you're happily married and very much in love. There you go.
We've been together nearly 40 years, me and Meeks. In 2026, it'll be 40 years we're together.
That's the secret to a long and healthy life.
Have a great life. Have a great wife if you want a great life.
Yes, and you have a happy birthday.
Yeah,
and there aren't many left. So enjoy them as they come through. I look forward to a full report tomorrow morning on the front.
He's found success both on the field.
Big Mel returns to Lane Park.
And as a coach.
By one of the great rugby league players.
And now he's joined the greats of the NRL. The 13th immortal.
Yes, he certainly is. And I had the real pride and privilege of playing against and with Mal Meninga. And this time of year, obviously with Origin around, he's a man in much demand. But before we get on to Origin, Mickey, there was a terrible incident just before Christmas. One of NRL's real good guys, Daniel Anderson, he was rushed to hospital after a freak surfing accident on the New South Wales Central Coast. And as a result of that, has become
You'll get it out. Buy a vowel.
Yeah.
And you'll be right, big fella.
Yeah, so it's quadriplegic, and it's such sad news. But as we always do in this code, we come to each other's rescue. And Mal Meninga, George, how are you, my man?
MG, how are you, mate?
Mate, fantastic. This was kind of a real shattering incident that happened to Dan Anderson, and I suppose lucky now today, and as he says himself, he's lucky to be alive, mate.
Well, he's in great spirits considering,
yeah,
obviously, how tragic the incident was, obviously, and he's just moving on with life. And that's, you mentioned there, what a great man he is, and he just keeps on being there, with living with the right spirit, you know. So that's why we're sort of rallying behind him. And he's on Face to Face with Yvonne Sampson last night, just talking about his incident, obviously, and we're trying to drive donations for Daniel. Obviously, he didn't have any insurance or healthcare cover, unfortunately, because of a health issue that he had. So the family's in need some help, and we're trying to drive donations through their website on danielansonfund.com.au, mate, please.
Yes, and we'll keep pushing that as much as we can as well, buddy. We saw Corey Harawira Naira on the weekend have a seizure on the field. We've seen how quickly that players rush to the aid of others, and this is no different. Dan Anderson, one of the best footy brains there is in rugby league, a total freak accident up there with his family. One minute you go on the beach, next minute you just don't know, do you, George?
Mate, life's so precious.
Yep.
And you know, you've seen the reaction, like you mentioned with Corey, you know, you've seen the reaction of the players, and One minute they're fighting each other, you know, knocking each other around. The next minute, something like Corey's seizure happened, and they can rally quickly, you know. So we never want to see these sort of things in life, and we sort of makes you self reflect on whether, you know, what life's all about, and it gives you a different impression.
It does.
We're not vulnerable, mate.
We are
vulnerable.
You're dead right. Amal, Mick Malloy here. Good on you for championing this cause. You can donate to Daniel Anderson at danielandersonsfund.com.au. And as you said, it's a terrible, terrible story, but there's always some kind of lining. And to see, everyone's your friend when things are going good, but it's really, you really see who's in and who's out and who cares when the chips are down. And it's wonderful to see what you guys are doing. For a friend of yours. Mal, how are you feeling on the eve of the Origin series? Are you heading to Adelaide yourself?
I'll go on the junket trip, Mick.
Yeah, well, Mick's looking for one too, George, so maybe he'll take him with you.
He's going without me, Mel. Isn't that dirty pool, isn't it? He's going, he's taking his family, and he's leaving me high and dry in Sydney. It's bullshit.
Well, we'll come back to you, Mick. You'll be right, mate.
We'll be right. Now, did you ever play against New South Wales when they were playing in the Navy Origins? Because it's a bit of a stink here in town at the moment. What are your thoughts on the matter?
The Navy with the red on it.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know if that mixes that. Like, I don't know if I wear that as a uniform.
Well,
it's got to be just one colour, surely.
It's got to be one colour, and it's got to be, I would have thought, the royal blue, whatever, the sky blue.
Sky blue.
That struck fear into most teams, apart from yours. I think I remember watching from afar, from Victoria, But you coached the best Queensland side in the history of the game. Is that fair comment?
It's a fair comment.
That's a fair comment, yeah. I mean, I got very lucky, Mick. Yeah, very lucky. Some of the best players that ever played the game come through at that time, you know. And they were an easy bunch to bring together, easy bunch to coach. And they're very passionate Queenslanders, which even helps even more, mate.
Well, all I remember is my team, Storm, didn't win a game for about two or three weeks around Origin time.
They're all playing. You're winning competitions, mate.
Yes.
Hey, Mally, thanks for swinging by, and thanks for doing what you're doing on behalf of Daniel Anderson.
Yep.
It's terrific.
Mate, I appreciate you two guys jumping on with me as well.
Oh, easy, Mickey. Easy, you know, Georgie.
He's like MG said, he's a great man and just needs all our support.
We'll get onto the head honchos here at Triple M. We'll do a whip around and we'll make sure that this company comes good with something for the fella. Good on you, mate. Thanks, Mel. We really appreciate your time today.
See you, Georgie.
Thanks, MG. Go on, mate.
Bye, buddy.
Once again, you can donate to Daniel Anderson at danielandersonfund.com.au. It's Mick and MG in the morning on Triple M.
I got news for you.
Global news.
Global news coverage. The news of the world.
Time for world news. We do a whip around. We spin the globe. We see what's happening. Natasha Belling has come in. She's the news breaker. Something else is breaking as we speak. You've got the story.
US debt crisis? No, something else.
No. Where are we going?
Okay, we are going to Tanzania.
Tanzania.
Yes, please, yeah.
Just a warning. This may be disturbing, the details of this. A man has broken his penis in three places in a horrific sexual game gone wrong.
Oh, you reckon?
Medics were called to the hellish accident as, quote, an extremely rare urological emergency, and they had to operate on his poor PP to patch it up.
How many breaks?
Three.
Well, he was bleeding from his urethra for 5 hours before he sought medical
help. Harden up.
Yeah. Well, that was his problem.
I think that was the problem.
That was his problem.
So he's broken his penis in three places.
Yeah. Yes.
It was. You know what was the most awkward moment? Getting everyone to sign the cast. Yeah. Can I just say this? I don't know how you are in the dancing department, but I'm about a six breaker.
Oh,
I want to see the X-ray.
Come on.
I'm a six breaker. Do you reckon, and I don't know, it's funny where your mind goes to when you hear these stories, but I was looking for an upside. And I'm going, do you reckon you could use handicap? Where they pull you up, what's wrong? I've broken my penis. You have no idea what I'm going through.
Now, I'm thinking that he's pretty well hung, this bloke, because it's for his place.
That's why I only do missionary. It's for safety purposes. And I wear a helmet.
I reckon.
All right, moving on. What do we got?
You wear a helmet.
In other news from overseas, a plane passenger...
Joyce would have broken a few in a day, wouldn't she? Yes. The 102-year-old woman.
I've got a whole polyclinic, darling, about them. What's broken?
I love Joyce.
Joyce, good on her.
Good on her. Yeah.
All right. What else we got? Where
are
we going now?
Moving on, in other international news, a plane passenger in South Korea.
South Korea.
Is said to have opened the aircraft's emergency door during a flight.
Idiot.
Violently blasting the interior with air and startling passengers and crew.
Yeah, Jetstar actually charge extra for that. Sorry, someone's opened the door. That's an extra $50.
I dropped my nuts.
You know who I feel sorry for there? You know the people who've asked for the exit row seats? Because they were usually the good ones. Yeah. What are you going to do? You know, you sit there and goes, hey, if there's an emergency, you prepare. Yeah, whatever. All of a sudden, oh no, it's on.
Have you seen the video of this?
It's terrifying.
They're sitting there, the wind's blowing half their face off. And they're going, oh, this is good.
Look, if it speeds up the landing process.
Yeah, true.
I'm all for it. You know what that guy's like? Why did he open the door? He said he wanted to get off the plane quickly.
Indeed. He was arrested by police on charges of violating aviation security laws.
Ah, well.
He's an idiot. He should break his penis in three places.
I think that's a bit
extreme.
We've
got time for one more? Where are we going now?
Oh, this makes my heart sing. We are going to India.
Okay, what's happening there?
Where a government official has been suspended after he ordered an entire reservoir to be drained to retrieve his lost phone. Wait for this. It took 3 days to pump millions of litres of water out of this dam after he dropped the device while taking a selfie.
Oh, you dickhead.
Yep.
What's on that phone? What is on that phone?
The phone was found. Wait for this. It was too waterlogged to work.
So how many litres did he drain from the dam?
They are 100, hang on, pump millions of litres of water. I don't have the exact. Oh, no, I do. Roughly 2 million litres. That's 440,000 gallons in the old
he's,
way.
He's had some heavy
What's
shit.
He got on
he's
that phone?
Some heavy shit on that what, phone.
Why does he need to get to that phone first?
He is shitting himself.
It's going to start with dick pics. It's going to end with all
more dick pics.
He claimed there was sensitive government data on the phone.
AKA dick pics.
Yeah, but maybe.
He's, oh, man. Do you know, I actually threw a phone into a dam because I'm, you know, I never had a mobile phone. He said when I was producing a film, you have to be contactable all times of day. So the minute the film wrapped, I threw my the mobile phone into a dam.
Like, is that, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Bang. See you later. Anyway, I ran into Joel Perlman, who was the head of Village Roadshow at the time, and I ran into him about a year later. He goes, mate, what have I done? And what do you mean? He goes, you're not returning my calls. And apparently the phone was still taking calls.
No way, in the dam.
From the bottom of a dam. Mm. Let's go to China. Yeah. What's happening? Big news in China.
Big
obviously,
news in China.
It'll be submarines. This will be Defence Force. Yeah. This will be NATO summits. What are you, what have you found in China for us?
Huge news. A content creator died last week after live streaming himself consuming an excessive amount of exceptionally strong alcohol.
So why was he doing this?
He's an influencer.
He's an influencer.
Yeah.
This is a feel-good story.
Yeah,
influencer kills himself during a post.
Yeah,
fantastic.
It's like drinking 7 bottles of petrol, basically.
Indeed. He's a 34-year-old influencer, and he was found dead 12 hours after the live stream on China's version of TikTok. He reportedly drank at least 7 bottles of a Chinese liquor with the alcohol content of 30 to 60%.
Okay. And so it was a challenge with another influencer, and one of them's dead. So there's one down, one to go.
Yep.
Is how I look at it. Hey.
What the hell?
Can I say this?
Go for it.
Hopefully his funeral gets a lot of likes. it's like petrol, wasn't it? At least it'll be easy to cremate. It'll be like a... I'll be like Chinese New Year.
You know what he should do, don't you? He should live stream it. His funeral.
Oh, let's live stream it. I reckon he's assuring to win the burial challenge.
he's head and shoulders above everyone else.
Hopefully they have another drinking challenge at his funeral. That would be
well. They will just to honour a Shen Shuang.
I don't know his what.
That's his name, isn't it? Shen Shuang.
I don't think you can say that. I think it's a Chinese swear word.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Oh,
mate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Beijing are listening, you know that.
Oh, mate. Yeah.
Oh, the lawyers are here.
Oh, we better go. Dom Knight's next.
Friend of the show, Dom Knight. How are you, Dom?
Good morning. Tommy. I wanted to come in. I wanted to see the MickBucks fly around the studio.
Oh,
it's impressive.
I'll be stuffing him down the front of your pants on the way out.
Thank you very much.
That's how you're gonna
that's why I'm here.
This week. Hey. You know what's going on in this town. What do we need to know about Sydney right here, right now?
Well, the big story is still the fire. I mean, you heard from Tash earlier that it's actually coming down today, the building. But we're just trying to work out what happened. And the reports are 13-year-old boys were seen leaving the building.
Yep.
Some have been helping police with their inquiries, as they say. I just hope the inquiry is not, how well does this taser work, frankly?
Yes.
I tell you what, this is what happens when kids are told, get off the screens, get out in the real world, explore your environment. If they'd just been watching Pornhub, this would not have happened. Or playing rugby league, get MG, get those kids, put them through a little bit of hard tackling.
Something safer than a bit of spare time on their hands.
That's right. I mean, this space, it used to be an artist studio for many years, lots of events. Sort of performances, and I'm so glad there weren't artists still in there, because can you imagine trying to evacuate artists from a fire? They'd be going, oh, that's a witty installation. Is that a comment on capitalism going on there?
We'll wait till the cameras arrive.
That's
we'll make
right.
it theatrical. It'll be great. Do we know how it started? What do you know?
The rumours are, and I know, this isn't confirmed, but I know people who have connections. Apparently mattresses were being set on fire. I've heard. There are concerns for a Mr. Yawn. I hope he's doing all right. But no, it's coming down today. And the thing is, it's the last inner city warehouse in Sydney not to go through a warehouse conversion. It's the one thing the Yuppies haven't got yet.
Just out of conversion. Yes.
I'm just hoping that they're going to sell some, you know, distressed single origin warehouse bricks out of this thing.
They will.
And
There's always an upside.
It's going to be turned into a boutique hotel. So that's off for now. But the thing that really gets me is it fell on the karaoke bar next door, which is a Sydney institution. It's called Ding Dong Dang. Everyone from the inner city went there for many, many years. A Korean karaoke bar, Ding Dong Dang. And I got to tell you, I was surprised it burnt down because I thought I burned it down about 5 years ago doing Sweet Child of Mine by the Gunners.
With an electric performance that was one of the greats. While we're talking about entertainment in this town, can you talk me through Vivid? Mm. I haven't been through a Vivid yet. What do I need to know?
Oh, you love it.
So Vivid, it's good fun. It's a festival of, they call it light music ideas, but the main thing is cues, Mick. It's a festival of cues. They have it at the start of winter, which by Melbourne standards, of course, T-shirt weather. but the idea is get everyone out, get people around the harbour looking at stuff. So the most popular souvenir of Vivid is influenza, actually, Mick. Yeah. So make sure you catch it. We're all COVID now.
And it's just lights.
Flashing light displays. And the idea is it's like being on drugs, but not being on drugs.
Allegedly.
It's Christmas. Isn't Christmas the time for lights? Why do we need a night in the middle of winter?
These are full-on kind of immersive things. So like one of the big things that's on this year, it's called Dark Spectrum. It's in the disused Wynyard rail tunnels, right?
Good.
It's supposed
to be
amazing.
Yes. Right.
And apparently they're just the regular Wynyard tunnels, but the trains are running so late they can just put people down there. Safe as houses. Because the usual light display on Sydney trains is this train is running later out of town, coupled order.
I love it. We're talking to Dom Knight, of course. Dom, we were talking about queuing. I've got to say, it's my pet hate in the world is queuing. And wait, imagine all the time at the end of your days you're all spent in a queue. If you had that back... Warnie was the same. He always felt that queuing was a waste of time. I had an idea for an app.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, like those, you know, you can get half ticks and all that stuff and you can get in. But, like, if every venue signed up to it and there was a queue and I could buy my way out of it. So,
yeah.
$20 will get you immediately bumped up the order or 50.
Like
how
Disney.
Much are you prepared to pay for a direct?
You want the fast pass. Like
the fast pass, the express.
They do that at the movie and. You know, Dream World up on the Gold Coast. You can pay $50 straight to the front of the line.
Well, and you get a golf cart.
Just go to any pub in Sydney with MG and you get straight in, surely.
What I'll do. Hang around.
Mention MG at the door.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you know who I am? I'm a friend of MG's.
Friend of MG's.
Is what I'll say.
We'll get
some
t-shirts.
Some kind of app. You sign up.
It's a good
idea.
This restaurant, this, you know, anyway.
If you can give someone who drives you around a rating out of 10, you can certainly develop an app that goes...
We'll get on to it now. What's happening in this town? Is there more trouble in Publand?
There's a lot of trouble in Publand. They've been through a lot in the, you know, the publicans, all the COVID shutdowns, all that kind of stuff. Now, the Herald had a piece out on Friday where they found the most complained about pubs in Sydney. Number one, from what I understand, is the Friend in Hand in Glebe.
Right.
Inner city pubs must have been there from the moment the first fleet landed. They set up a pub in Glebe.
Convicts raced off to Glebe.
And there's one woman who's complained, I think she sent 13 photos of breaches in by the pub because they've put seats on the footpath to try and make it more fun.
Yes.
And she said, she wrote, we don't all want to live in the front bar of the Friend in Hand Hotel. Well, I do want to live in there. Like, I'll take a house. Give me your house, lady. And she sent, this is what I like best, she sent in a photo of an alleged breach of the pub's resident cockatoo sitting on an outdoor chair, which she said was outside the designated area. And I'm just going, the pub's got a cockatoo. You can have a drink with a cockatoo at a pub. That is an amazing pub. And another woman's gone, you know, this is amazing. I can bring my elderly mother out. Yes. She won't get COVID. She'll sit outdoors. It's like Boomer Jiu-Jitsu, right? Like a fan of Boomer who loves it to cancel the whole thing out. But you can't move to Glebe and complain about pubs. It's like moving to Penrith and going, why is this MG bloke everywhere I'm going?
What are the mountains there for?
That's right.
I've got a lot of friends who own pubs, not surprisingly.
Yeah.
And this is the pet hate. And every pub has a complainer and someone.
Shocking.
The ones I really detest the most are the ones who move in knowingly and then try and change.
Yep.
There's a pub in Hyatt Street in Melbourne, which there was a house right next door to it. There was an auction. I was there the day of the auction because I was in the pub. The guy bought the house, then walked next door and served papers
to
the pub about complaining about the noise. And they
what a wanker.
You knew it. You knew you were getting a cheap house because it's next to a pub, and yet you then, how premeditated.
So bad.
And evil. It's a direct attack on beer.
Yep. Which started wars in history.
And also, it's an amazing way to get a 3 a.m. knock and run from the public end, isn't it?
No, and also the worst thing about it is, brother, it's like they know where you live, mate. You're next door.
Turn up the music. That guy sucks.
That's right. Well, I know publicans who have actually bought the house next door just to stop the stop the complaints. I'll buy your house off you. And actually turned it into a little granny flat and had people coming from out of town. And anyway, stop complaining about pubs.
Is that the NIMBYs? Are they part of the NIMBYs?
They're NIMBYs.
Not in my backyard type thing. Are they?
I hear your backyard is a pub in Origin Night, MG. That's what they tell me. Best pub in Penrith.
I close the gates and the compound goes berserk.
Do you know he's going to Adelaide without me? Did you hear that?
I heard earlier on the show. Wow.
He's going to Adelaide to the state of and Origin without me.
He's having a bet already that I won't turn up on Thursday to work.
What's the
Triple M chopper doing? Can you get over there, Mick? I think
it's Vic LaRusso.
Remember the days when there was a Triple M chopper?
There was.
Oh, God.
I think, yeah, when the whistle goes, first minute of the game, you just go, turn up. With MG and all of his family. Guess who's here? Drinks on Mickey.
Come back, baby.
Mickey's here with his Mick.
While you're at the game, I'll move in your hotel room and change all the locks. There's
nothing Mick Bucks can't do, mate.
Dom, anything? How's the podcast going?
Always fun. Yeah, Chaser Report. Lots. We're looking at the US presidential race at the moment. Ron DeSantis bloke.
Has he got what it takes? Can he do it? Because it looks like the Trump train's back in action.
Well, his big idea was to launch the whole thing on Twitter with Elon Musk, and it massively crashed the entire thing. So I think the guy has absolutely no idea. One guy making Trump look good right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, Trump and DeSantis, that looks like where it'll all be settled. Thanks, Dom.
Hey, Dommy.
Pleasure, guys.
Yeah. All my fears about AI have come to fruition. You thought this could enter nightmarish territory? Well, it has.
Yep.
Just when you thought AI could provide no greater service, it can now provide you with your very own customised pickup lines. Yes, that's what this technology was invented for. Just this pursuit. Riz is the app named after the Gen Z slang for charisma.
Oh, see, we're lazy, aren't we?
Yeah, it's AI powered keyboard and response generator, whatever that means. It's an AI powered keyboard to your phone that can come up with creative messages. So Riz, which can create opening lines and responses to your matches on dating apps using the keyboard feature on your phone, was built by 4 college students between the ages of 19 and 20 who clearly can't get a route. So, hey, here's a tip. Stop spending all day indoors coding a machine that can do pickup lines and go out and meet girls.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be the better way to handle this? Do you need Riz or do you have your own pickup lines? 133353. Natasha Belling joins us in the studio. What did Glenn do
to win you
when
over.
You started dating? Did
His
he?
Personality and handsome looks.
Oh, God.
You know it's my birthday today and my birthday wish.
Yeah, can you stop banging on about your birthday?
No, you need to tell us your pickup line that you claim has never failed.
Okay, I've just told it to the girls off air, and if they say yes.
No, I'm going to have to dump it.
I say
it,
yes.
So. You say you haven't heard it.
No, you trust me, we can't. Well, I've been absolutely waved off out the front of there. You
Is it
not
rude?
To do
this. Is it rude?
Hey, ladies.
Is it rude?
I'll give it to you afterwards. I'll tell you one I do use, which I do occasionally. I'll walk up to a group of girls. I'll say, excuse me, girls, but one more drink and I'll be anybody's.
I've got a good one for you.
Any takers? Oh, what's yours?
Do you like raisins?
Not really.
Oh, how about a date?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's got Tosh.
Oh, I'm easy, though.
The best.
Give another glass of wine.
Is that your pickup line? I'm easy, though.
No, I love a joke.
You love a joke? Well, what about this happened to me once, and it's probably the only time. I was in a pub in Darwin, and a girl came up to me and goes, I know why you look so happy. I go, why? He goes, because you know you're getting a route tonight.
Oh, yay!
How good's that?
Wow. Well, it cuts a small talk, doesn't it?
Well, it cuts a small talk, yes. And then you can relax and enjoy the rest of the evening. Is Kat, what works for you?
I had one that worked on me. I was out in the surf in Adelaide. This was years ago, and there was a lot of whale activity. And this bloke sitting on his board next to me waiting for a wave, and he turns to me and he said, "Do you like whales?" And I went, "Well, yeah, of course." And he goes, "Great. I've got a humpback at my place." And I laughed so hard, we actually did exchange numbers.
Yay!
Yay me!
Which would be hard to do on a surfboard. What do you do? Wax it in? wax your board or you do whatever. 1-3-3-5-3, you pick up lines. Have you got one more for us?
If I come up to you in a pub, I'd go, I wish I was cross-eyed.
Why?
So I could see you twice.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. Oh no.
Okay.
Can I do mine?
Yeah. Yep, go on.
No, you can't do it.
You
need the dump button.
Yeah, I know.
What is Shore Fire? Let's start with Shane. What is it, buddy?
How much does a polar bear weigh?
I don't know.
Enough to break the ice. Hi, my name's Shane.
And we're off and running.
We're off and racing.
Well done, Shane. You're in action. Steve's on the line. Steve, pick up line, please.
Yeah, they claim to have used this. He said to a lady, he said, "Are they spanners in your eyes?"
No.
And she said, no, they're not. And he said, because every time I look into them, my nuts tighten.
Okay.
Maybe because it's cold weather or something.
And how does that go for him? Is it paid dividends?
He claims to have used it, so I don't know of his success right now. I'm sorry.
No. Okay, good on you, Steve. Matt's on the line. Matt, you got to pick a winner here too, MG.
Yep.
Matt, pick up line, please.
Can I take a photo of you so I can show Santa what I want for Christmas?
Wow, Matty, that would get you across the line, I reckon. Well played, sir. Jay's on the line. Jay, pick up line.
Legends of the mornings. How you going there? You ever run into a tree?
No, I haven't.
How about a root? Come on, Kat. I know I've got you there.
I'm putty in your hands, Jay.
You're in. Rick's on the line. Rick, pick up line, please.
My pickup line is "pleased to meet you" with a "meat to please you."
Oh, Brady had any?
Rick, have you had any success with that?
Maybe in my younger days.
Rick, you're in the mix. Mark is on the line. Mark, what's your pickup line?
Yeah, good day. My name's Heimlich. Do you want to see my manoeuvre?
Wow.
Oh, how good
all
is this?
Right, you're in the conversation.
AI, listeners.
Actually, Joe's on the line. Joe from the Gong. What works for you, mate?
I say to him, yeah, I would look good on you.
Right.
I ask, what? Me. Come on, Kat.
Kat. Maybe Kat should be picking the best pickup line here today.
Yep.
No, Joe, you're in the hunt. Well done. Todd's on the line. Todd, pick up line, please.
Mate, you walk up to a girl and say, "You a parking ticket?" She'll say, "No." Why? Say, "You got fine written all over you."
Todd. Fast talking, Todd. Well played, sir. Adam's on the line. Adam, what is your pickup line?
Yeah, g'day. Is that a mirror in your pocket, or can I just see myself in your pants?
That's a winner. Give him the money.
Hang on a sec.
Do you have one that you would like to?
I liked the root one.
Jay.
Yeah,
you're Jay.
Yeah,
all right. Let's give him 50 each.
50 each. Yep. 50 for MG dollars and 50 Mickey dollars.
Well done, Ad.
And well done.
Cheers, guys.
I love our audience.
Yeah,
really
so
do.
Good.
Mick and MG in the morning. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M. Ream, Australia's favourite hot water. Steady, hot and strong.